Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
This time of year, people are often scrambling to get presents for those that they love. Busy searching online, trying to find the right gift, and then waiting impatiently for it to arrive. Of course, the current postal strike, not helpful, especially for those that are finding their waiting a little bit more prolonged, but I guess that's where Amazon comes in to the rescue. But this season of Advent is all about expectation. This is about waiting. God's people waited for hundreds of years to see the coming of the Messiah, some waiting a lifetime and never having that actualized in their own life. This was all about waiting, when the promised Messiah would come. And today, as we highlight the candle of peace, I'd like to talk to you about why so many people today are still waiting for it. If you've got your Bibles, let's turn to Luke chapter 1. As a church, we are a people of God's Word. We study it, we read it, we preach it, we teach it, and it's something that we prioritize in our lives. And so I encourage you, as I do each and every week, please bring your Bibles, printed, digital, doesn't matter. Let's get it out in your hands so that you can see it, you can read it, and you can see how the pages come to life within your life. Luke chapter 1, let's start at verse 67, carry through to verse 79. It says, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. What did he say? He said, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. This is what God's people were waiting for. They were waiting for heaven to come to earth. And here the priest Zechariah was speaking about the prophet John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for the Lord. And now he's zeroing in and speaking about Jesus, who John was actually pointing to. He said, he, when he comes, will shine on those living in darkness in the shadow of death. So in the midst of people's despair, that light is coming to guide our feet. In other words, as we keep moving forward, not stalling out along the way, but walking in what the Bible says, the path of peace. You know, we have a great challenge today. I think the greatest challenge of them all, and that's to still our minds and silence the distractions so we can hear the message. I find it unfortunate that at this time of year, a time of celebration, so many people are just stressed out. I mean, they're stressed to the max. Because I think society has complicated the message of what this season is about. It's like, woohoo, you know, happy birthday, Jesus. Welcome to the Christmas chaos that society has created. And in creating it has made finding peace a little extra difficult, which is incredibly challenging at this time of the year. And then in reducing Christmas to just a generic holiday, what they end up doing is removing the peace from this celebration. And when you remove the peace from the equation, it only adds to the stress. You know, recently, Susan and I had to go to Costco, or what I call the place where peace goes to die. It's just ridiculous. This place, as soon as you arrive on the parking lot, it's like they're giving away everything. There's so many people fighting in line to get gas, to get a parking spot. And I just feel it. I feel it automatically. I feel my stress level beginning to rise. And so we get in there, you get your little cart, you go around, and to keep me busy while Susan's getting what we need to get and we're trying to figure out what we need for the holidays, you see these little sample things, right? People doing the samples. And so one lady's making like keto quesadillas, these little tiny squares, but she's got them in the little easy bake oven thing there. And there's two or three people that are queued up to get them, and I'm like, I'd like to try one of those. So I queue up behind the second or third person, and we wait. And just as the lady opens the kind of little oven, she pulls it out, and we're waiting patiently. This other lady just comes out of nowhere, and she grabs one of the samples, and the rest of us are like, what are you doing? Like, you're breaking the rules. We're in the line. We're waiting. And so people's stress level in our line, it just went to the top of the chain. Now, for you today, whether you're here in the house, whether you're joining us at home, what's your stress level looking like today? Is it a 2? Is it a 10? What's happening in your life now? And what's causing that stress in your life? Is it a person? Is it a problem that you're dealing with? Or is it the pace that you're going at in your life right now? What's causing it? You know, Christmas time, there's so many things happening. Man, we need to run to this Christmas function. We need to run to that one. We need to go to this family member's house and that family member's house. We got to keep it all even, right? It's a busy time. We got to make the perfect memories for the kids, so that it will last a lifetime. No pressure on the day at all. We need just the right picture, just the right gift for just the right moments. And the stress meter keeps going tick, 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 tick. It keeps climbing. Or maybe you're managing the stress of a health concern, maybe in your life or in the life of someone that you love. Maybe your stress meter is rising, and most of the people around you don't even realize it. But you know what? I think it's important to understand the source of our stress so that it can help us to kind of determine where we go to find our peace, which is our focus today as we continue with Advent. And then here we are dealing with stress in our life, and each and every Christmas, we hear the Christmas story. Along comes this story that causes us to step back and re-examine what stress looks like in our life and where we go to find our peace. Because the birth of Jesus provided a new path to lasting peace. You see, the Jewish people had a very particular expectation of the kind of peace that their Messiah would bring. And Zechariah paints a very clear picture of the kind of peace that the Jewish people were waiting for. In verse 74, we get a glimpse of what those expectations look like. He says, the Messiah will rescue us from the hand of our enemies. Now, notice the word from right there. The expectation of peace for the Jewish people is that God would deliver them from their circumstances, from their oppression, from their poverty, or from their darkness. It's what they were waiting for. It was the deliverance from all of those things, from those dark areas of their life. But then Zechariah, he kind of makes this interesting shift. He pivots in verse 79, And he says that the Messiah has come to shine on those living in darkness, those that are in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, this is interesting because this represents an important shift in perspective that God doesn't always rescue us from the trouble that we're experiencing immediately. As a matter of fact, most of the time, he visits us in that trouble. In other words, one needs to happen before the other. Before he can guide you through and eventually out, he needs to meet you in the middle of it. And I think the thief of our peace, it's not always a person. It's not always a problem. It's not always the pace that we're going at in life, which we're, I think, sometimes waiting for those things to disappear. And then if they only disappear, then we'd experience peace. But I think that this is an unrealistic expectation. I think it's the wrong way to look at it, because the path of peace doesn't start on the other side of our issues. It runs right down through the middle of them. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." He's the Lord of it. He's the captain of our peace. Now, I think it's interesting that the prophet didn't call him the Prince of Convenience or the Prince of Ease, because sometimes that's what we want to hear, because it's impossible to experience peace when you're expecting perfection in your life. If you're expecting this perfect set of circumstances before you walk in peace, you're going to be waiting a lifetime to experience it. You see, the path of peace runs through the middle of your darkest moments. And you need to choose in those moments, in your hardship, to walk on the path of peace that God has prepared for you. And Zechariah prophesied that this Messiah would come and he would shine a light on those living in that state, living in darkness, living in and surrounded by death, that he would come in the midst of that and he would guide their path on the way of peace. This is the way. This is the way that he wants us to walk in. Then if we move forward into chapter 2 of the book of Luke, and look at verse 13 and 14. He says, "Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven.'" Now, let's just stop there for a minute, because I think most of the time, our expectation of what comes next is the phrase, "and peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Because I think we're used to the CBV translation, what I call the Charlie Brown version of Scripture. But that's not what it says at all. It doesn't say peace on earth. It says on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. Interesting, right? Because there's actually no such thing as peace on earth. In fact, there's only one verse in the entire Bible where the phrase peace on earth is used. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "I didn't come to bring peace on earth." What are you talking about? Why didn't he come to bring peace on earth? Well, because the goal of Jesus on earth wasn't to make this environment perfectly peaceful. It was as earth was not peaceful that you and I could still have it. So, sorry, Miss America, when your wish is, I want it to be, you know, a peaceful peace on earth. Well, it doesn't matter how much you wish it, it's not going to happen for the planet, but it can happen for you. When you recognize that path is running through the difficult and dark moments of your life, you can experience peace. On earth, peace is experienced by the people who walk on that path, not peace for everything and everybody. So how do we receive that favor? Because it says, on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. How do we receive his favor in the midst of chaos, in the midst of a stressful time? Well, simply it's by experiencing the relationship that God wants to have with each of us. It's having a tangible relationship with the Prince of Peace himself. See, peace is a gift that Jesus gave everything that he had to pay for. So stop waiting for peace and start walking in it. Even though the greatest challenges that you face in your life seem just monumental, God can give you a peace that helps you see those things brought down to size, because his peace is forever strong enough to see you through. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, I'm leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give isn't fragile like the world gives. You see, the peace that the world offers in all of its many options is a counterfeit. It's weak. It is a substitute. It's fake. And it's an artificial peace that will always crumble under the weight of circumstance. He's saying, this peace that I'm giving you, yeah, it's not that. It's not that at all. It's actually strong. It's durable. It's something that you can always count on. So today, if you're stressed out, if you're sick in your body, if you're confused, if you're grieving the loss of a loved one, don't wait for all of those things to disappear so that you can experience peace. Because you can walk in his peace through those dark moments. He will illuminate your steps so that you can walk on his path of peace, which will guide you through every hardship that you will face today or any time in the future. I read a very interesting statistic recently that reveals that Bible sales right now are actually booming, fueled, they say, by first-time buyers and the different versions of Scripture. And publishers attribute a 22% jump in Bible sales this year to rising anxiety and people's search for hope and peace. People are hungry. People are searching. They're still searching for peace, still waiting for it to come in their life. People still want to know, is there meaning to my life? Why am I here? Does my life count? Is God real? If he's real, how can I know him? These questions are questions that people are still asking. And many people are wanting to find that, but it's impossible to do without knowing peace. Because knowing peace, knowing Jesus, he is our peace. Knowing peace in a personal way causes you to experience the peace that you need in your life. You know, many people on that first Christmas had heard the news of a newborn king, but they still were missing it. They were missing the meaning of it. There was politicians who were waiting for a new supreme ruler. They had pictures in their mind of what that would look like. You had business leaders who were waiting for this new kingdom where their profits would all increase. Then you had people in small business, like little innkeepers, who just wanted people to pay a good price for the rooms that they were renting out. And they weren't looking for a pregnant teenager or a poor carpenter who needed a helping hand. They needed people that would help them pay the bills. And there was even people in the church who were waiting for a Messiah who would set up this earthly kingdom where they could rule with him. But we do find people during that time who were waiting for the right thing at Christmas. Those whose steps, even in dark times, were illuminated. We see the prophets and the shepherds and the wise men. We see Mary and Joseph all walking through their darkness on the path of the Prince of Peace himself. And today, you can too. No matter what it is you're facing, no matter what hardship you're experiencing, right in the middle of it is the path of peace, if you'll only choose to walk in it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16 says, Now may the Lord of peace himself, he is peace, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, even through those difficult times, and in every way. And so how do we do that? Says right here, says the Lord, he needs to be with all of you. Experiencing a relationship with the Prince of Peace will assure that not you'll live a life of ease or that you'll never experience difficult times, but you will have peace in the midst of those times. And that peace will hold you, will keep you secure, and it will always see you through. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for sending your Son, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to fill us with peace so that we could walk in it, even when our circumstances don't look peaceful, even when there are many unknowns, when we're feeling stressed, when we're feeling sick in our bodies, when we're feeling lost or confused or grieving. It's in those moments, Lord, that we need to walk on the path of peace more than ever before. I pray today for those that are experiencing those things, whose stress level has maybe shot up over this time of year from maybe a 2 to a 10 or beyond. I pray, God, for them right now, that you would take that peace as they come to the knowledge of who you are in their life. And if that's you, whether you're here today or watching online, and you'll say yes to following him, if you'll say yes to the gift that was given for you, peace was given, a way was made, but you do need to receive it. And today, if you want to receive it, just pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. I thank you that you have forgiven me of my sins, that you have made a path to lift me from my stress. Come into my heart, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Be my Prince of Peace, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone else who's navigating those times, who knows you, but perhaps in their life they're just struggling more this year than any other time. I pray that you would minister peace to them today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. God's best, Calvary.